madman?
No. Israel. Israel. That's where he is.
Yeah.
Israel. Yeah. He's right there down on Black. Little Zach Hatcher.
What's he doing over there? Picking cotton?
No, anything else but picking cotton. He's supposed to be studying. I don't know, he's about 30 years old, but he that ain't what he's supposed to be doing.
That's what reminds me of a funny story. One time my grandfather was talking with, was at a football game, and the governor, George, was coming through the stands, and he asked him, he said, "You live here, or you just picking cotton?"
Yeah.
Did y'all have people come in here to pick cotton from other places?
No, we never did. We used our own labor here. And I know they used to bring them in from Mexico years ago, go to Mississippi from the Delta to pick cotton. But we never did have any traveling labor like that.
Yeah.
Y'all have them come in to Georgia from out of state labor?
Labor.
You have them come down, not Georgia, some places.
Florida.
In Florida, yeah. In there, to pick fruit and so forth, don't they? Migrate, that's what I thought. Strawberries.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Well, we don't raise strawberries in Georgia.
Y'all raise peanuts.
You ever raise them here?
No, not for the market. Raise a grow or something to eat, and that's all. But it's money, no thing. No.
Really?
Yeah, sure. There's a preacher here that lived in, right close to Plains, Georgia. A retired preacher here now. He preached here a long years ago, and he, after he went to Georgia, he was preaching, and he came back here. And he said those people were really, I think, get about $400 a ton for peanuts.
Oh, yeah.
And like that, he said they're making money.
What, you talking about strawberries?
No, peanuts.
Yeah, yeah.
Oh, yeah, they're down in the low country here, around Chipola, or Hammond, and Pontoon, down in there, they raise strawberries. That's strawberry country. Damn that.
$400 a ton.
Yeah, well, I understood you said it was $400 a ton for peanuts.
Yeah.
Okay, what you want to know? Plug in.
Okay. Well, when you were coming up, what sort of things did y'all use around the kitchen to, like, say, to...
cooking utensils?
Yeah.
Well, we use some of the kind of things we've got now. You know, the little big black skillets. But we did have, and still had, a pressure cooker and such as that. We had old big high pots, you know, the boil the vegetables in, all such as that, that kind of stuff. It had a bell to it, you know, you picked up, and set it down, take off a lid off the stove, and it would set down and fit in the where you take the lid off the stove. You don't know what I mean to you. You never have seen an old stove, old cook stove. Well, anyway, you had a lift you could, and a hook that you could hook in.
My grandmother had one of them.
Yeah, well, I would move that lid and then put this old cook pot on that. And to cook for 10 in the family, my mother had just had to fill it up most of the time. And just let her boil now until she got done.
Would you boil water in?
That. A big pan. Then the other. No, and then a lot of times, you never seen a tea kettle, have you? That's on.
Seen a whistling kind. Yeah.
No, that's the improved kind you're talking about, but just an old black pot with a spout on it. It's closed up all except this spout. Well, you can open it, the lid to slide around open. And it stayed on the stove all the time and kept hot water in it all the time. Right? When got ready to wash the dishes, it had hot water, you know, just taking, pouring the dishes.
You get the soap off of them?
Yeah, well, you wash them, then you rinse them, then you dry them. That's where you had to wash the dishes.
And you, the things you would use to dry them with, did you cut?
No, what you would dry them with was a long dry dish rag. Get a big dry dish rag and dry the clothes.
Yeah. They would make those out of cotton sacks and things like that.